Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. I pray that you are well and in perfect health and spirits. I pray that you are loved. I pray that your spirit is like the smell of a fresh dinner. If you walk into someone's house or to a restaurant on the Sunday morning or afternoon and you smell something that's powerful, that overtakes you, and that you know it's good, that's what I pray that your spirit is like this morning. Well, you're feeling amazed and you really feel the presence of God. That's my prayer for you this morning. This is a season of gravitating and taking what God has for us. And this morning's scripture, this morning's message is very key to us having that, taking on that presence of God and who He is in our lives. I will be reading from Genesis 45, verses 1 through 7. Joseph was no longer able to control his feelings in front of his servants, so he ordered them all to leave the room. No one else was with him when Joseph told his brothers who he was. He cried with such loud sobs that the Egyptians heard it, and the news was taken to the king's palace. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" But when his brothers heard this, they were so terrified that they could not answer. Then Joseph said to them, "Please come closer." They did, and he said, "I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. Now do not be upset or blame yourself because you sold me here. It was really God who sent me ahead of you to save people's lives. This is the second year of famine in the land. There will be 5 more years in which there will be neither plowing or reaping. God sent me ahead of you to rescue you in this amazing way and to make sure that you and your descendants survive." Genesis 45, 1 through 7. When I tell you, Joseph is my favorite, absolute favorite story in the Bible. It has so many powerful pieces in it. I mean, here you have Joseph. This man has been through hell and beyond and is still walking in the spirit of love. He was in front of his brothers who sold him, who lied on him and told his dad that he was dead because he was favored. And in the midst of all he went through after being sold, he's sitting there sad. He's sad in front of them, crying in front of them as he's forgiving them. To show you that forgiveness is not easy. It is a hard thing. We're going to fight. We're going to cry. We're going to go through. We're going to not want to let it go. But it is not about us. Forgiveness is not about the other person. It really releases you. And if you read it, you can tell from how he's talking to them that this is something that has been on his mind for quite a long time. And so to be able to be in a place where he can forgive, that's just powerful. And it just speaks to so many areas in our lives. And to another one of my favorite scripture, all things work together for good, those who love the Lord. He's saying that God sent me here. Had you not did what you did to me, I would not be in the position where I am today. So people are going to do you things, but if you look at it through the lens of Christ, if you look at it through another angle and find the goodness, you'll be the one to come on top, not them. They'll suffer. They'll even have to come back to you sometimes needing something, just as Joseph's brothers did. They had to go back to Joseph. They had to go, and they were begging because their father was starving. They didn't have anything, so they were going looking. And who was the person to supply their needs? Someone that they gave up, that they lied on, that they sent away because they were jealous of his favor. Man, I'm telling you, I don't care if you're listening to this and you don't believe in the Bible, if you don't believe in Jesus, if you don't believe in God, who I truly love and I truly believe and I stand on that word, I can promise you that story, that example, it's true. You find somebody who went through some stuff and who can tell you and they're in a position that you can look in and say, oh, I want to be like that. There's something that happened to them that they were able to let go of, and they have a peace that surpasses all understanding. They're blessed. And they even have a story where their enemy had to come back to them. I can tell you that's happened to me so many times. And I'm at peace to be able to pray for them and keep it moving. All times they're not supposed to be back in your life, as this instance where the brothers came back and he sent them to go get their father. That's not all the case all the time, but there is a time when they're going to come back, and you got to be able to not be intimidated when you see them, not tense up, not go into anxiety mode, but to be able to forgive them and walk in love and walk away. You've got to, like you never before, learn to walk in forgiveness. It is the key component to living. I would tell people to forgive first before a whole list of other things in life, because forgiveness is about your freedom. It's about your peace. It's about your joy factor. It is not about the other person. It gives you life. So this morning, it is my prayer that you Google people who forgave, you Google forgiveness, you study forgiveness, you let that be your word for the rest of this month. If it's good morning forgiveness, do that, because I promise you, you will be free like you've never been free before. Father God, I come to you this morning. I thank you for life. I thank you for this day that you breathe into us today, Lord God. I pray that we can look like you as we go out today and be all that we can be as we walk into this greatness, Lord God. Lord God, as we stand on your word and on your promises, I pray, Lord God, that those who are listening, those who are connected to this prayer, those who will share this message, those who will walk today, will walk in forgiveness, Lord God, where they will let go of the pain and the hurt, the embarrassment, whatever it was that someone did to them, what they did to themselves. I pray that they will walk into forgiveness, free their spirit, free their flesh, free their minds, and let it go to walk in what you have for them today, Lord God. Forgiveness, Lord God, is you forgave on the cross. The word shows how in the midst of Jesus being hung from a tree, he yelled out and cried out to God to forgive them. That's a powerful statement. And sometimes, Lord God, we know that it hurts and we can't let it go. Give us the strength this morning to let it go, Lord God. Give us the strength, Lord God, to release our pain to you, Lord God. Give us the strength, Lord God, to walk in forgiveness. People may look at us like we're crazy, but we know who we are. We know who we are in you. Show us that today, Lord God. Let your glory be revealed like never before in our lives, Lord God. And as we stand in communion together and fellowship together, Lord God, we would put on a new face, a new armor, a new being, breathe in new life, Lord God. Let us walk in that today like never before. Lord God, I love you. I thank you for who you are. I give you all praise, glory, and honor. I declare and decree victory over every listener's ear, life, Lord God, every ear that's listening, every ear that's connected, every ear that someone shares, that they receive the spirit of forgiveness, they receive the spirit of love, Lord God. I thank you in advance, Lord God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. I love you all so much. God bless you. Be great. Be loved. Be blessed. Walk in forgiveness. It is yours for the taking. It ain't about them. It ain't about them. And I promise you, once you really walk into it, you'll see they'll come back. I promise you, I've seen it so many times. They had to come back. And either they're crying for a prayer, they're crying for forgiveness, they're crying for direction, and to be in the peace and still give it to them, despite what they've done to me. Oh, it feels so good, because it shows me where I am in my life. And despite what the circumstances of the situation look like, the sun is always shining over here. And I want you all to experience that. I want everybody to experience that. I want those who are hurting to experience that like never before. I love you so much. God bless you. Be good.